Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning and happy day, friends and listeners. We bring you another engrossing Sunday Dharma Talk by renowned Venerable Prat Thep Yanamangkon. Prat Thep Yanamangkon, or as he is called by close laypersons, Tan Jakun Thep, or Luang Pa, is one of Thailand's most revered meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. Now on a third term as national coordinator of the Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand, he is also the deeply beloved abbot of Wat Luang Pa Sot, Dhammakaya Ram, in Damdaen Saduak's district of Ratchaburi province. Venerable Jakun Thep has received honorary doctorates from both Mahajulalongkorn Ratchavithyalaya University and Mahamangkut University. He was also bestowed with the Gold Award for outstanding contribution to the dissemination of Buddhism by the Parliamentary Committee on Religion, Arts and Culture in the year 2010. I'm Sakrapan Yemakdun from Thailand, and I will be your moderator today. Good morning to our friends and listeners. Namaskar krap. Pra det pra kun. Pra thep yanamongkon. Welcome back. This is our 57th consecutive Sunday Dharma Talk. We anticipate more of your profound insights. But before we start, and to give Venerable time to catch his breath, I'd like to make an important announcement. Tomorrow, March the 5th through March 7th, we have the great fortune to view the sacred relics of our Lord Buddha, which will be on display at Wat Luang Pa Sot. I invite all of our listeners and friends and families to attend the ceremony and contribute to the construction of the Maha Jetiya to permanently house these sacred relics. Venerable, could you please begin by reviewing our last Dharma talk?
Jaren Pon to you, our regular listeners and newcomers. Last month, we initiated a series of Prosperity of Life for Peace and Happiness. The series consists of Dharma practices for self-control, social solidarity, career achievement, good household, and good governance. Last month, we focused on self-control. Self-control in this sense means to follow virtues to lead one's life in a proper way for achieving success, for prosperity, and for more and more peace and happiness. The Dhamma principles for self-control are mindfulness or sti, awareness, sampachanya, right wisdom, panya, moral shame, hiri, moral dread, otapa, moral restraint, sangvara, and restraint of the sense, indriya sangvara. Ultimately, one who follows the Dhamma practice of self-control can lead oneself to achieve the ultimate goal or path, makkha, fruits, phala, and nibbana, the extinction of all sufferings.
Thank you, Venerable Sir, for that concise summary of last month's Dharma talk, as well as giving us another wonderful series of practical teachings. Therefore, according to the series list, the topic for today is social solidarity. Could you please further expound upon it?
Yes, of course. Social solidarity means to establish good relationships as well as harmony between family, colleagues, and friends. In Buddhism and in reality, a relationship based on virtues such as loving kindness, courtesy, and friendliness will last longer than a relationship based on lust or craving, which may cause suffering and problems later on. Briefly, social solidarity means to live happily and peacefully within the same society.
So then, for humans who are inherently social in nature, we need to form good behavior and good character to achieve social solidarity or social harmony. What then are the Dharma practices that we should follow to achieve social solidarity?
There are two Dhamma principles for social solidarity, Sankaha Vattu and Brahma Vihara. Sankaha Vattu is the basis of social solidarity and sympathy for group integration and leadership. Brahma Vihara is the abiding of the great ones, such as the great Bodhisattva.
Thank you, sir. Could you please go into fuller detail regarding these two Dhamma principles?
Sankaha Vattu consists of the four principles or virtues of generosity or dana, kindly speech, piya vacha, useful conduct, attha charya, and proper behavior, samanattata. In all circumstances, they may be explained as follows. Firstly, generosity or dana is the giving or sharing with others. It is a virtue causing recipients to recall kindness and generosity of those who give. One who usually practices generosity is beloved by the crown, as stated by Lord Buddha. A donor is beloved. The people would like to associate with him. No one likes selfish people, nor do they wish to associate with them. Giving is a Dhamma practice, as taught by Lord Buddha, who praised those who consider wisely before giving. This means that it is better to give to those with silatham, virtue, and morality, than those without silatham. This is because good people with silatham always behave rightly and do good, both for themselves and others. One can associate with such persons as good companions. When one is in trouble, one may have good Dhamma friends as his refuge. Bad people, however, those without silatham, behave wrongly and do bad things, causing suffering to themselves and others. So it is difficult to associate with them and keep them as companions. Lord Buddha also said, one should give the kind of things which should be given. This means giving proper things, which are useful and not dangerous. They are beneficial to the recipients. On the other hand, broken or useless gifts are improper. They are undesirable for to... ขออีกทีนะ
ครับ
Lord Buddha also said, one should give the kind of things which should be given. This means giving proper things, which are useful and not dangerous. They are beneficial to the recipients. On the other hand, broken or useless gifts are improper. They are undesirable to recipients. Moreover, drugs and liquor are dangerous substances and improper gifts, causing heedlessness and ruin, although they may be desirable to fools who lack right wisdom. Furthermore, proper gifts also refer to the ultimate truths, such as right teachings and practices. These lead to prosperity and peaceful happiness without suffering and problems in the future. Right teachings refer to the avoidance of evil or improper acts. The cultivation of goodness and oneself, and the purification of the mind. Right practice are training in morality, sila, concentration, samadhi, and wisdom, panya. These are also called the three trainings. These right teachings and practices lead those who follow rightly and prosperity of life and peaceful happiness. Ultimately, achieving Nibbana, the extinction of suffering, rooted by ignorance or avijja. Therefore, it is proper to give right things to the right persons, such as those with Sila Dhamma, and ultimately to noble disciples and Lord Buddha, who have eliminated mental defilements that are the causes of sufferings. Such gifts generate highly virtuous benefits, as stated by Lord Buddha. One who gives a desirable thing will receive a desirable thing. One who gives an excellent thing will receive an excellent thing. One who gives a good thing will receive a good thing. One who gives a noble thing will attain the noble status. With regard to piya vaca, or kind, gentle or polite speech that is appropriate to an individual status, nobody likes coarse speech or an aggressive manner or speech regardless of and inappropriate to the time or the status of the speaker and listeners. One who will thrive or fail depending on one's speech. Consider the old Thai phrase, mouth leads the most, which indicates that good, polite, or gentle speech is one of the most significant practices for social solidarity and prosperity. With respect to the word most, it means how much knowledge has been attained, suggesting in turn that one with knowledge but with an improper speech may have a hard time seeking prosperity because he may not be able to have good relationships with good companions. Thus, in accordance with good and kindly speech, one will become either be successful or fail, depending on having good or bad companions. With respect to attacharya, or useful conduct, this means helping or being helpful to relatives, friends, and others to complete tasks for the benefit of doing good for society. One is not selfish. When society needs help, such as during the recent natural disasters of flooding or tsunami or even fires, earthquakes or storms, one is willing to reach out and relieve them from suffering. Good children help their parents to complete work diligently. Good students behave properly following their teachers, as well as being good representatives for the school they attend. One who practices useful conduct, helping others kindly and compassionately, also acquires good social skills and good relationships, that is, in harmony with others. And lastly, samanatata, or proper behavior, under all circumstances, means conducting oneself and acting consistently in a proper manner. Even though a person may thrive and become prosperous, he should not become arrogant towards others. One must behave normally and properly in the same manner as before. This virtue helps to reinforce good relationships and harmony with others.
Thank you, sir, for your explanations. For us to live together peacefully, with social harmony, we all should endeavor to have sankhavattu, to practice the virtues of generosity, being kind in speech, useful in conduct, and having proper behavior under all circumstances. Could you please explain Brahmavihara?
Brahmavihara is another Dhamma principle for social solidarity. It is defined as divine abiding, that are the noble virtues for the Great One. Brahmavihara consists of loving-kindness or metta, wishing love and support for all beings. Compassion, karuna, seeing, hearing of, or recalling those who suffer and wishing to release them from suffering. Sympathetic joy, mudita, seeing or knowing about other beings with happiness and sharing in their joy with happiness and congratulating and wishing them continued success. Equanimity, upekha, making the mind neutral after helping those with suffering when one cannot help them further, becoming neither happy nor sad. These four are virtues which sustain the world, because the more people develop Brahmavihara, that is, by living together with goodwill, compassion, and sympathy, without ill will and doing harm towards each other, the more world will become more peaceful and harmonious. More serious problems arise around the world due to a lack of mental development. We all focus more on development of objects. We struggle to seek happiness from sensual objects rather than seeking inner peace. Sensual objects are forms, sounds, smells, tastes, and touch. More and more people, driven by craving or greed, looking for them to fulfill their own desire. As a result, they ignore the ultimate teachings of Lord Buddha and become more and more selfish, lustful, jealous, and angry. This causes sufferings without end. Therefore, everyone should reflect on causes and their consequences mindfully and wisely through right wisdom, and encourage the practice of Brahmavihara so that we can all live together with loving kindness, wishing everyone happiness with compassion, wishing everyone to be free from suffering with sympathetic joy, sharing joy with others' success without jealousy, and with equanimity, that is, not to be swayed when it is impossible to help. Virtues of Brahmavihara are very refined and subtle, giving several high virtuous benefits to a practitioner, such as sleeping and waking up happily, being safe from enemies and weapons, and not dying with delusion, but being mindful while dying. Those who develop and maintain Brahmavihara are beloved to human and celestial beings alike. In addition, Brahmavihara gives rise to goodwill, harmony, compromise, and conformity among world beings so that we can live together happily, peacefully, and with consideration towards each other. So there is no doubt that the four virtues of Brahmavihara can sustain the world, and that they are the prescription of social solidarity. By supporting the development of virtuous perfections of generosity, morality, renunciation, wisdom, effort, tolerance, truthfulness, self-determination, loving-kindness, and equanimity. In conclusion, the Dhamma principles for social solidarity are Sankaha Vattu and Brahmavihara. Sankaha Vattu consists of generosity, kindly speech, useful conduct, and proper behavior in all circumstances. Brahmavihara consists of loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity.
Thank you, Venerable Sir, for your kind explanation regarding Brahmavihara as well as Sankaha Vattu. I hope that we will be able to learn from you further next month. Now could you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
Mayang pante visung visung ratanakaya disaranena saha panja sila niya jama tuttiyampi mayang pante visung visung ratanakaya disaranena saha panja sila niya jama tatiyampi mayang pante visung visung ratanakaya Ditsaranena saha panchasila nijajama.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhatsa.
Namo tatsa ภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ
พุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
พุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาทิยามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาทิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinna thana vera mani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Atinna thana vera mani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kame sumicha jara vera mani sikha padang samadhiyami.
กาเมสุมิชาจราเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ
มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
สุราเมรยะมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
สุราเมรยะมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which leads to carelessness
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันติ
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพพุติงยันติตัสสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate three times to the Buddha statue if available. Now we begin meditation. We sit uprightIn a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close.Your eyelids lightly, do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind, components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness.Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there, stop still.When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Please, your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within, due to being fully pure from the five hindrances. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijana tassana or insight appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure as larger and larger, more and more radiant. Bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Prat Teb Yadamongkon. We reverently appreciate your superb meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Tama Talk.